But we start at the Justice and the Joint rather Committee of Police and Justice. Today, the Justice and Correctional Services Minister, Michael Masuta, Police Minister, Bheki Cele, and together with their former colleague, Fikile Mbalula, are to be called to Parliament to address challenges with regard to the prosecution of the state capture cases. They will be asked to appear before a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services and the Portfolio Committee on Police. The decision to call the ministers and former minister follows a joint meeting of the two committees held with the head of the National Prosecuting Authority, Sean Abrams, and the acting head of the Hawks, Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata, on earlier this afternoon to deal with obstacles in the investigation and prosecution of state capture cases. Joining me now on the line is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police, Mr. François Beekman. Mr. Beekman, good evening. Welcome to the program. Now, members of the committee were not satisfied with the answers given by both Abrams and Matakata. Were you satisfied with their answers as to how far they are and the fact that we have very junior people at this stage arrested, and a lot of the kingpins either seem to be outside of the country or they haven't even been brought in for questioning?
Yeah, good evening, listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity. The reason why this joint committee took place today was really as a result of the testimony that we received last week from General Matakata on the Police Oversight Committee, where she indicated that the slow decision-making by the NPA is hindering their work. And we from the Police Committee were very concerned, and of course the joint meeting took place today. Now, we had extensive explanation from the head of the NDDPP, Advocate Abrams, although General Matakata didn't give really, comprehensive details, so the committee felt that she should also give a comprehensive breakdown of what happened with relation to the case. But what is concerning to us at this stage is that they should be in prosecution-led investigations, especially with relation to integrated commercial crime, and like the Stena case, there should be good cooperation between the two institutions because it's prosecution-led. And our concern is that from the DPCI side, there was an indication that they were ready. The docket was ready and they could have moved. The version this morning from Advocate Abrams indicated that there were still outstanding matters. And our view is that there should be joint cooperation. There should be interaction between the units to ensure that they deal with these cases effectively. So the committee was not satisfied with the responses. And there was then a proposal from the members that we call a meeting in the near future to also involve the executive authorities, mm-hmm. and also then give an opportunity to General Matakata to give her version.
Yes,
that's what actually transpired. Yeah,
Mr. Beekman, that's actually what I was quite astounded by, because I saw what she said last week, and I also listened to what happened today. And of course, today Mr. Abrams was in fact not contradicted by General Matakata, and the testimony appeared as if they were now trying to kiss and make up, but it simply didn't ring true, because what she said last week still stood. And of course, they both can't be right, can they?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, if there was an indication by the DPCI that they felt uncertain of the charges, they could move ahead. I think there should have been internal processes to deal with it. In terms of the explanation received from Advocate Abrams, he indicated that, of course, they were still looking for outstanding matters. But our concern is that the joint task teams that was created to deal with these issues should deal with those intricate matters that's outstanding. And the long delay in this matter, bringing it to court and also dealing with the suspects, is a huge concern to us, because if it's a matter that affects the confidence in the justice system and also how law enforcement agencies operate, it must be dealt with head on. And that's why we want to have the executive authorities, namely the Minister of Police and the Minister of Justice, there to indicate to us what are being done to deal with these issues and what can they do in future to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
What astounded me was, of course, the observations by members of the committee around certain very basic issues that needed to be in place that wasn't in place. So, for example, just dealing with possibilities of flight risks of some of the suspects, particularly the Guptas and Mr. Duduzani Zuma, all of whom Glynis Breitenbach correctly noted have homes outside the country, multiple homes. They have huge incomes. They fly private aircraft. They are indeed a flight risk. And yet none of the authorities deemed it necessary to bed them down and to, of course, make sure that they do not leave the country. And they're now in the wind, which makes one question the ability of the authorities to track them down and to bring them to justice. In fact, one of the members of the committee suggested that the NPA and the Hawks themselves must be investigated to look at the extent to which they aided and abetted what looks like a very planned departure on the part of the Guptas and Duduzani Zuma. What is the committee's view on that sentiment?
Well, I think, Karima, it's quite important that we get the full version of General Matakata with relation to what happened, and that we then can compare the different versions and then also get the input from the various ministers, because in terms of the testimony of General Matakata last week, she briefed the former Minister of Police on her frustrations with regard to the delays. So quite clearly there was, from the DPCI side, also a huge concern in the delays with regard to handling of the matter. But with relation to also the monitoring of suspects, we didn't get really those responses in detail, but it's a concern. If it's a high-profile case, there must be measures in place. There should be cooperation. There should be contingency plans. There should be follow-ups. And, you know, to argue that it was the December holidays and everybody went on leave and some of the key people were not available, that doesn't really go well down. It's important that there should be confidence. If it's a serious case, the necessary measures must be in place. So at our next meeting, we'll definitely deal with those issues to get the full picture of what happened and what was the problems with regard to cooperation and coordination between the two units.
Now, one of the questions that also struck me was the question from Mr. Leonard Ramatlakane, who of course said that, you know, presumably during these investigations, these people were under surveillance, they were being watched. Why did none of those who were doing the watching spot that these people were in fact leaving the country? I mean, did you get satisfactory answers either from the Hawks or the NPA that accounts for that?
No, unfortunately, due to the decision by the committee to terminate the meeting due to the previous unsatisfactory responses, those issues were not dealt with in detail, but of course in the next meeting they will be on the table for responses.
Now, historically, Mr. Beekman, there is obviously normal built-in tensions between your prosecutors and your investigators. What I found interesting was when Glynis Breitenbach said prosecution-led, or I think it was Diane Collar-Barnett, I'm not sure, Mr. Abrams was very clear. He spoke under his breath, and when he was asked to speak clearly, we heard that what he was mumbling was prosecutorially guided and not led. Now, if there is confusion among members of the committee and clearly within the various units responsible around the extent to which prosecutors are meant to aid the police investigations, particularly in a situation where the police themselves, as well as the NPA, have been fingered as being captured and being politically driven to either sit on their hands, and of course they jumped into action when the political winds changed. But it's still not clear that there is a common understanding that these must be cases that you will be able to win in court. So they have to be prosecutorially led and not just guided.
Yeah, I know it's very important, especially if it's difficult cases, if it's complex cases that there is not, say, consensus on what should be the charges, if there's outstanding information that's needed, if it's part of a series of different cases that's linked, if the suspects are interrelated, it's very important that the NPA also give the necessary guidance and there's good cooperation and evaluation of the various option. So that's quite critical. One of the issues that we also picked up, and I think it was raised by Advocate Abrams, is that the coordinating committee that is made provision for in the SAPS Act for the DPCI to focus on these multidisciplinary approaches to deal with serious cases hasn't been established. And I think that's an important issue that should also be dealt with at the next meeting to ensure that that coordination can be improved and that there's measures in place to ensure that there is the necessary oversight and also accountability in terms of the two institutions.
All right. Mr. Beekman, final question to you. What is the way forward and what are the timelines we're talking about?
Well, we will meet in the next few days with the Justice Committee, myself and Advocate the chairperson will sit down, Mocheha, and we will then discuss the possible timeline and then decide on the specific meeting. But of course, in the meantime, we'll request the version of General Matakata and any other information that can assist us in this specific interrogation process.
Do you foresee a situation, Mr. Beekus, that you could possibly see an investigation into how this matter was handled, particularly the investigations into state capture, because it is highly irregular for all the main suspects to have been able to almost comfortably leave the country?
Yeah, it's early days, and I think what is going to be quite critical is to get the full rundown from the DPCI in terms of what happened, what was the issues, and also any other related party that can assist the Joint Committee. And then I think we will, interrogate it and then decide on the way forward.
All right, that's where we leave it. That's the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police, Mr. Francois Beekman. Thank you so much for coming through. He, of course, speaking to us there about both Sean Abrams and Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakane, who both appeared before the Joint Committees of Justice, Police and Correctional Services.